You're not going to charge when you get married, are you?
No, no. I'm cheap, but I'm not that cheap. Yeah. I wouldn't charge
somebody.
Are we
paying?
I would hope that you guys are paying. But no, I mean, listen, it's funny because, you know, she said, what would we do if we were in that situation? And that's what we ask, you know, everybody here listening in the Froggy Nation. And that's why we put it out. And a bunch of people on Facebook hit us up saying, you know, it's solid. Nope. For that kind of money, my presence is your presence. That one's from...
I like that. That's
that cool one's from Carrie. Crystal said, if it's paying for my food, a babysitter, a place to stay, then definitely she would go. But I gotta completely agree here with Maria that says, boy, I hope it's an open bar.
Yeah, for that kind of money. Like, I've been to one where there was no, it was like cash bar. I'm like, one by one, you saw as soon as the bar shut down, boom, everybody started leaving the
wedding. I was told, I DJ'd a wedding one time because, you know, I used to DJ weddings. And I was told part of my pay was, you know, we'll give you, you know, a meal and drinks. I was like, meal and drinks, let's go. I know it's a little, I was young. I was 21 at the time. So yeah. I was taking drinks as a form of payment as well. But then I come to find out it's not... The drinks you had to pay for. And I said, no, I'm the DJ. It comes my thing. And they go, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, well.
So I was lied to.
So when you go to the wedding, if there's a wedding and they want to charge you to be part of it, would you still go?
If it was a close friend, yes.
Okay, now what if it was just like a good friend?
Probably I would still go.
And would you buy them a present?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, well, thanks for that.
Oh, Chewy's getting married someday soon. Now you know you can invite Nicole.
I'm glad. I could charge you $125. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, let us know. Would you go to the wedding if your friends reached out to you and said, oh, by the way, it's $125 to go, and then do you still send a gift? I would think you would still...
I feel like you have to get a gift, but at the same time, that's probably how much I'd gift you. It's like $125. Give us a call right now, 1-800-570-1013. You can always text us on that same number.
We're talking weddings. Should you have to pay admission to go to someone's wedding? And should you have to bring a gift? Talked about it on the Froggy Facebook page, too.
A lot of people agree in that if you have to pay that much, their presence is
their
present.
I love that.
And I really do. Dave just also commented that. But Danielle brought up a really good point. She said, don't even go. They'll probably end up divorced. Financial troubles is a reason that many people divorce. If they can't afford a wedding and don't have common sense enough to scale it back to what they can afford, they probably won't last long. She said, I hope they do, though. Unfortunately, based on this, they seem to not know how to stay within their means.
I know a lot of people that have done that, and they're like, oh, but it's all worth it. It's a big day. And, I mean, you're spending thousands of dollars for one day.
For one
and
day.
Then you got to pay for it for years down
That's
the road.
That's why I'm having you pay for it, Doc.
Well, it's not going to happen. Good morning. What's going on?
Hi. Good morning.
All right, Christine, your best friend's charging you $125 to go to their wedding. Are you going?
Ooh. Then I don't know if I'd be able to gift them.
Oh, no.
Because basically that's kind of the amount I would probably gift them.
All right, when you get married, would you charge for your wedding?
No, I mean, I'd want to, but no, that wouldn't happen.
You know what's the worst also? When people have their wedding on a holiday weekend, like a three-day weekend, all of a sudden they book theirs, like right in the middle of it, and you're like, well, we're not going away this weekend.
Yeah, there's no life after that.
That's true.